Here, I'd like to do a reevaluation of the Queen of Hell and Hecate on comparative study. First of all, I'd like to clear things up about covering some lost ground here. Mark Allen Smith's Queen of Hell has some lovely work. Not only the art, but ritual formulas and basic setup for tools and whatnot. Also, how it's able to have Croatia, whether Greek or medieval style, incorporated in it, into it seamlessly. Quite rare to see, unfortunately, the aspect of Hecate giving birth to Lucifer in some form and having some abysmal qualities that mimic Tiamat's. Yet historical evidence has proven Hecate predates the Titans, as well as the Morrigan predating Hecate by predating the Bronze Age, with a decorative plate showing us the validity of his statements to be false, attempting to pass off unverified personal gnosis as a universal truth. Jack Grail, I guess his name is. The author of the Hecateon, many people have encountered unbecoming circumstances as a result of this book. Many believe it to be cursed, even going so far as burning it. But from what I can tell, the book is merely techniques of drunken debauchery and nothing historically valid, practical-wise. Sure, there were festivals of drunken festivities, orgies with fruit and animal sacrifices laid at Hecate's statue, but Greek historians beg to argue about the validity of most of those things because it is speculative despite Hecate's popularity. This also causes some debate and confusion, since people are projecting or using transference as to what they believe to be true without simultaneously providing quantitative evidence of such case to be proven to be true. A contemporary colleague of mine, who is a reconstructionist of Greek Croatia and confirmed my suspicions, even working with the PGM or Greek magical papyri, admitting it to be cursed, but wouldn't touch the Hecateon at all, as it would be even more problematic and never sat right with them. This means that Courtney Weber's Hecate is the most accurate and practical work, despite the limited publishings and rarity of the Queen of Hell and the Hecateon, which is quite an odd thing to see, honestly. The entire premise is working backwards from deceptive narratives and scarcity to provide what's validly true and can be proven without borrowing concepts or ideologies from earlier lineages and applying it to syncretism, which in turn disrespects and disregards actual factual sources and deities' origins by throwing credibility out the window entirely. I apologize for the dogs barking. I'm on a farm.